because throughout the scriptures, we see it, and even in our life today, we see manifestations of the spirit of Pharaoh in our lives. One thing that's quite unique about the spirit of Pharaoh is that the spirit of Pharaoh often challenges what God is doing and what God desires to do in the lives of people. That oftentimes when the spirit of Pharaoh is upon you, it comes upon you. It's an evil spirit, but it causes you to question what God is doing or has done in your life. While the children of Israel, why they had been released from the control and the captions of Pharaoh, they had a very difficult time understanding what God was doing. And they began to think back and reminisce back. Although they were under the bondage of Pharaoh, they felt like under control now, under the directions of Moses, that they were going to die. We're going to pause right now for a special selection. And we trust that your hearts will be encouraged in this selection. And we'll be back with you as we look at It's a Setup. It's a setup, and I truly believe that God wants every one of us here to know, that God wants every one of us here to know that he's in control of everything. Why the enemy think that he is in control, it is God who's in control of it all. Amen.
Good morning, church.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. So I kneel down to praying, help me please. And so you don't have to cry. I let go and I let God. Let God have his way. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I gotta know if I put it in his hands, that everything will be alright. Yeah. Worrying how the story ends. When I let go and I let God have his way. That's when things start happening. And I stop looking at back then. I let go and I let God. Let God. Let go. And let God. Let go. And let God. Let go. And let God. Oh, let go. and let God let go. And let God, why don't you let go? And let God let go. And let God let go. And let God let go. And let God, why don't you let it go? And let God let go. And let God, why don't you let go?
I wonder how many of this morning have ever been set up. How many have been set up? Been set up. How many have been set up? How many have been set up to meet a young lady? Amen. How many have been set up to meet a young man? How many have been set up for something that was not too great? That maybe you went to purchase something and they told you that it would do all of these things and you paid your money and you found out that you've been set up. You've been deceived. You've been taken advantage of. Well, life is full of setups and people do all types of things to set us up. Webster's define a setup as something that constitutes something that's been arranged and something that's been planned. He further says, the gathering and the organization of equipment needed for an operation or procedure. He further says, a setup is the way in which something, especially an organization of equipment, is organized and planned out. Is a scheme or a trick intended to incriminate or deceive someone. It can be a contest with a prearranged outcome. As we look at verse 13 of Exodus chapter 14, it says, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians who you have seen today, you shall see them again no more." Let's read that latter part. He says, "For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever." He says the very thing that's been a stronghold of your life, that every day you wake up, you're thinking of it because it becomes something that is intimidating. It becomes something that represents bondage. It becomes something that prevents you from operating with a clear mind. He says that you will not have to deal with it no more. People of God today, can you imagine the very thing that has tormented you day in and day out, year after year, month after month, has been there for a long time? Can you picture your life without having to deal with that ever again? And so I want to give to you today this prophetic word, because it was not just for the Israelites, people of God. It is for us today. It is for your claiming. It is for your taking, that all you have to do today is to walk into it and to receive it by faith, by faith, by faith. So God said to let the people know that today is a day of victory. Today God is going to deal the death blow to your enemy that has been plaguing your life, dogging your heels, riding your back, and breathing down your neck and making your life miserable. You see, the spirit of Pharaoh, that although the Israelites were freed, the spirit of Pharaoh continued to haunt the minds of the Israelites. I don't know how many of you have watched the movie of Ike and Tina Turner. And while they were a very good group together, you learn in that story that when Ike has this conference or confrontation with Tina, and Tina desires to be set free from the bondage and the control of Ike, that Ike says, "I don't care what you do." He says, "I am up here in your mind. I'm up here in your mind." And that although Tina was aiming to be free, that Ike made it very clear that as long as I'm in your mind, you can't do nothing. You will have to come back to me. And so although the Israelites were free, they in their minds, they were not free. That Moses, of the anointing that God has placed on Moses to do supernatural things for the Israelites, that although supernatural things were occurring, that Pharaoh was still in their minds. And this morning, the enemy of Pharaoh, people of God, he's still in your mind. And I stop by today to let you know that God wants you to know that although the enemy is planning things out, that God has a plan as well, and God can set the enemy up as the enemy seeks to set us up. That God has a plan and a purpose for the enemy. Notice in the scriptures, the Egyptians represented that of the enemy. Now, I don't know what the Egyptian may mean to you today, but it can be a combination of things that could be going on in your life. Your Egyptian today, it could be a sickness. It could be a financial problem. It could be some degree of family strife or turmoil, or it could be people who are trying and seeking to destroy your life and attacking either your ministry, or it could be a habit or some degree of addiction that you haven't been able to conquer. And you see, people of God, that so often we are free, but we're living as we're in bondage. You see, some of you have already been set free, but in your mind, you're still in bondage. In your mind, you're still in bondage. The spirit of Pharaoh is still speaking to you and tormenting you and telling you the addictions are still there. The sickness is still there. The financial troubles are still there. And as a result, you begin to humble yourself and want to go back to Egypt. People of God, we have been saved. We have been delivered from the bondages and the control of Egypt. And this is the message. And so you find Moses at a point. You find Moses at a point of crying before God because the very people that he had set free began to want to go back to Egypt. You say, well, Pastor, why did they want to go back to Egypt? Because they were not geared to walking by faith. They were not geared to listening to the man of God. So you find the children of Israel, they were boxed in. They had no other place to go but listen to the voice of the prophet. Listen to the voice of the man of God. They were boxed in. Their back was against the water. And the Egyptians were coming after them. But the scripture tells us is that the Egyptians, they came at them with everything they had. That Pharaoh, for the first time known in scripture, he rolled out his best of the best, his best horses, his best chariots. He rolled out everything. And you see, the enemy can roll out everything on you. But people of God, don't be intimidated. Don't be intimidated, because oftentimes when trials and tribulations get so great on you, it only means that the enemy is rolling out his very best. But guess what? That he's rolling out his very best because God is preparing to set him up. And people of God, you see why the children of Israel were being tormented and being under control. But imagine yourself. If your back was against the wall and that the only place you could run is to the water and the enemy is in front of you. Now, we can't beat these Israelites up too much. We got to put ourselves in their position. If your back was against the water and God is saying, I got your back. But the enemy is in front of you. And when you look to the back, you say, if I go to my back where the water is, I'm going to die. But God is saying, you got to trust me because I got your back. But the enemy is saying, I want you back where I had you. I want you back under my control. So when I say do this, you do that. When I say go here, you go here. When I say take this there, you take this there. But so the Israelites begin to say, we have a decision. We can die by going the way of God, or we can surrender ourselves to the bondage again and to the control of Pharaoh. You see, Pharaoh was still in their mind. He was still in their mind. And so the time has come today where the people of God become liberated in your spiritual thinking, liberated in how you view what God has done. Because I want you to know today that God has set you free, that you have been freed and you have been delivered, but it's there for your taking. But your mind thinks, I got bondage. Your mind thinks there's no way out of this. There's no way out of that. But I want you to know today that it's all the work of the spirit of Pharaoh working against you. again, the Egyptians and Egypt and Pharaoh, they represent the enemy. And so everything that came, it came to them in the form of that of the enemy. Whatever God says to tell you today, he says through his word to tell you today that today is your day for victory. Today is your day for victory. You say, well, Pastor, how do I receive this victory? How do I receive this victory? Well, you do the very same thing that the Israelites had to do. They had to believe it and step out on the water by faith. But Moses made a declaration to the Israelites. That same declaration applies to you today. It comes to us in that of a prophetic word. You see, it's nothing like a prophetic word to speak over you. But Moses made a prophetic statement, a prophetic word over the people of God that I want to make today. Moses told them, as I will tell you, that this day in February, this day is your day of victory. That everything that the devil has put on you, it was just the devil being set up for you today to walk in victory, to live in victory. And the thoughts and the various things that come to your mind, you need to put it where it need to be. You need to cast it under the feet of Jesus. But I want to remind you today, it's just a setup. That all of your trials and tribulations that have come upon you of many type is just a setup. Why the enemy has already, to some of you, have already hit you with his best punch. You're still standing. It's just a setup. It's just a setup for the people of God to walk by faith. So today we are seeking to help someone. You've been crying out to God for deliverance. You've been crying out for God for help. And it looks to you and it feels like it's not there. Like everything has taken one giant step forward for bad. You know, oftentimes when the trials and the issues of life begins to come on you, how many of you have ever made the statement, I don't think it can get any worse? It's been bad. I don't believe it can, but there is always, the enemy always have one more punch for you. I've learned to stop saying it can't get any worse. It can't get any worse. Because if you go with me to the hospital and visit with some folks, while you may think your situation is bad, I guarantee you one of the best therapies that you can do for yourself, when you are feeling like you have reached rock bottom in your life, is to go to a hospital. You know, go to the cancer ward. Go to the hospice center. And go up in there and find out what's going on with the different people. I guarantee you that you will leave out there saying, yes, it can get worse. But I want to encourage you today that God is getting ready to show up and show out. Little did the Israelites know that all Moses told them was, you got to follow me. And the Bible says that Moses used that stick that God had given him and he placed it on the Red Sea, and the Bible tells us that the water begins to separate one side from the next, and all of the different scientific things that would occur to take a body of water and split it and dry the ground to allow them to pass. And even while they were passing, while they were passing, while they were following God's plan that God had given to Moses, that even that the Israelites began to still pursue them. Now you would think that any enemy that is after you, if they witness something that they've never witnessed before. See, none of us have ever witnessed with our own eyes. We've seen Charleston Heston's movies, but none of us have never witnessed with our own eyes seeing the ocean splitting in two and the ground becoming dry. You would think that that was enough for Pharaoh. Now, Pharaoh was a smart man. He was a very brilliant man. He was a man that architectured and designed some of the greatest pyramids. He was a great and a wise man. But the Bible says that Pharaoh led the army. Now, as smart as he was, when he witnessed the sea being split in two and witnessed that miracle, that God had hardened that enemy's heart so bad that all Pharaoh could think of, I got to get my hands on the Israelites. I got to take the Israelites back to Egypt. And as he pursued them, man, and when the Israelites got back on the other side, and while Pharaoh and his army was in the sea on dry ground, the Bible tells us that Moses took the very stick and placed it back in the water, and the water began to come in. And history tells us that Pharaoh and his army was drowned. You say, well, Pastor, what actually happened here? What happened here is that what the enemy meant for your evil, that God lined it for your good, that what the enemy thought, that he thought he really had them in a trap, but it was really a setup, and it's important for us to understand today that God can set up your enemy. I have over the years have unfortunately created some enemies, not of my doing. They just chose to be my enemy. And I have seen God work in the lives of my enemy. You see, God can work in any situation. That although it may not appear that God is in control, that as God hardened the heart of Pharaoh, that even Pharaoh, the biggest enemies known in the Israelites' time, that if God can harden his heart, certainly God can harden the hearts of whatever enemy you are facing today. The enemy can be financial challenges. The enemy can be relationship challenges. The enemy can be sicknesses and diseases. Whatever enemy is in your face haunting you, that God can set it up. That God can set him up. God can set it up and trap it. This is probably one of the most powerful strategies of God. Known in scripture, no one could defeat the armies of Pharaoh. No one could defeat them, but we find it here in scripture. The trap is not for you, although you may be involved in a setup this morning. It's not for you. The trap is for your enemy. This is why we have to understand that the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord. This is why we have to let God fight our battles. You see, God lets your enemy think that you are trapped. But little does the enemy know that God has trapped the enemy. God lets your enemy see you cry. Moses was crying. Moses was crying out to God, as the scripture led us to understand. He was crying out to God. And God said to Moses, Moses, why are you crying that you are about to witness one of the greatest setups in scripture. Moses, why are you crying? That all you need to do is use what I have given you. Why are you crying? God was saying to Moses, you need to get ready, get ready, get ready, because you are about to experience one of the greatest miracles of God that the world has ever seen. So God, let your enemy see you cry. God, let your enemy see you struggle. See your pain so that you would get in the trap. He allows it. He allows it. He allows it. And oftentimes the enemy see us coming down and being broken down. And the enemy thinks that he has us. But notice how deep this bondage was. History tells us that for 400 years they served as slaves. 400 years of bondage. That the bondage that the Israelites were part of, it was transferred to them from generation after generation after generation. This was, it's just like in some families, there are family curses that have been passed on from generation and generation. There are homes of that there are spirits of addictions that have been passed on from generation after generation after generation. But now God decides that it is time for that bondage to be broken once and for all. And I wonder today, are you a candidate? Are you someone that need to be delivered? That although the scriptures says that you've been set free, you've been liberated in Christ, but in your mind, your mind is still in Egypt. The Israelites were on their way to the promised land, but their minds were still in Egypt. They didn't have chains on their hands and their feet, but they had chains on their mind. The Bible tells us that our mind must be changed, that our mind must be transformed, that oftentimes your deliverance come when you get your mind right, when you get your mind right with God. You see, we find out throughout scripture that people that were delivered, that although deliverance had not been manifest to them at that very point, that they begin to talk it, they begin to speak it, they begin to act on it. And what I came by to encourage you today is to claim your deliverance, to claim your victory, to walk in your victory even though it doesn't appear to be manifest to you this hour, this day. But victory is here. And what has to occur is that we have to get it in your mind. It has to come in your mind. So we have to be encouraged that this was 400 years of bondage that God had broken with one beautiful miracle, that the bondage had been broken. But the believers, those that were following Moses, they had to follow him all the way. They had a choice. They could stop and surrender themselves to the enemy, or they could follow the man of God, God's man. They could follow God's man and make their way to the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. But they had something that Pharaoh did not have. You see, the advantage that you have over your enemy is that you got something that the enemy does not have. See, you got something that the enemy does not have. What do you have today that the enemy does not have? You got God on your side that the enemy does not have. You see, you got God on your side. Tell your neighbor, I got God today. I got God today. And as long as I got God, that I'm going to be okay. You see, you may have all the artillery to take me out. You may have hundreds of chariots coming at me to take me out. But guess what? I got God. I got God. You may have all the odds in your favor. That when you look at everything, that everything may add up in your favor. But you need to tell yourself, I got God. You may be in a doctor's office and the doctor saying, based on all of the scientific understanding of your condition, that these are the types of things that will happen. But what you need to tell yourself, I got God. You may have all the plans, all of the strategies to take me out or to take you out, but guess what? We got God. You may have the bank where all the money is that you need to do whatever you need to do, but and it's not in your hands, but what you have to tell yourself, I got God. And that was the advantage. That was the advantage that the Israelites had over the Egyptians. One had God and one did not have God. And God himself fought that battle, people of God. God himself fought that battle. He fought that battle. So I came by to tell somebody here today. The Lord has been looking. The Lord has been watching the enemy. He has been calculating his actions. He has been watching his moves. And he has been observing the way he's been treating you. And God is taking it personal today. He's taking it personal today on your behalf. The Bible says that God troubled the heart of the Egyptians. God troubled the heart of the enemy today. And I want you to know that whatever enemy you may have today, that the word trouble means, it means to distract. It means to confuse. It means to disturb. It means to vex. That God can do all of that to your enemy. In other words, what it means that all of a sudden there is dissension in the ranks. There is dissension in the ranks that got confused. Got confused that Pharaoh's powerful army, they begin to rethink themselves. They begin to question their ability. And you know, if you're in any type of warfare situation, that everybody got to be on the same page. But God allowed the hardening of Pharaoh's heart and the change of mind of Pharaoh's great army. And confusion occurred in the ranks. And then all of a sudden, the momentum that occurred was lost. The Bible says in verse 25 that they took off their chariot wheels. You know, you can't move without wheels. They took off their chariot wheels. That they were driving so heavily, they took off the chariot wheel, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel. Let us flee." Now they were coming after the Israelites, but all of Pharaoh's warriors were saying, "Let us flee from the face of Israel. For the Lord is fighting for them against us." And they say, we can't win this battle. People of God, the worst battle you can ever enter into is a battle against the Lord. This is why even our country, as misdirected as many want to say our country is, well, But one priority that our country does have is that our country will not war with Israel. They will not war with Israel. In fact, if Israel is in trouble, we help Israel. So even today, we understand that if God is with Israel, you don't want to fight them. And so the scripture says that a revelation finally came to the Egyptians. When it finally came to the Egyptians, it was too late. The Bible says that Moses stretched forth his great stick and the water came in and took out Pharaoh and his army. You see, people of God, it was a setup that God is fighting for you. That so many things that have occurred in your life, it was just a setup that God is really doing all of the work behind the scene. You see, when you go and watch a great production, a great play, there are countless number of people doing great work behind the scene. You don't see them, but great things are occurring. And I want you to know today that in the midst of your troubles, your bad times, your trials and your tribulation, that God is working behind the scene. He's doing all of the work. He's doing all of the work. That all you have to do is stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Ephesians tell us, having done all the stand, people of God, stand still. That God is setting your enemy up to take your enemy out. But God, what God wants us to do today is to walk in victory, to walk in victory, to begin to speak victory. The Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. And Moses gave a prophetic word over the Israelites saying, this day your enemy will finally be captured. This day that all you will ever be able to do is to talk about how God took the enemy out for your favor. Today, some of you got some enemies. Some of you got some things that's been tormenting your life, been hurting you, been bringing you down to your knees. And I want you to take a leap of faith and stand on the word of God. I want you to take a leap of faith and step out into the Red Sea. Step out into the Red Sea, because as you step out in the Red Sea, you see the Red Sea, the stepping out in the Red Sea was their first step to finally get into a land flowing with milk and honey. Their first step out on the Red Sea was their way of stepping out, that one day a new leader will come on that will take them into the promised land. But people of God, you got to step out. You got to step out. You got to change your thinking. You got to change your mindset. You got to come against the spirit of Pharaoh. The spirit of Pharaoh. The spirit of God set him up back then, and God will set him up again. But it's up to you. It's up to you to step out, to step out, to step out. You see, it was comfortable for the Israelites to hang out with Pharaoh. He fed them as a slave for him. He took care of them as a slave and did all types of things for them. But God had a plan and a purpose, as God have a plan and a purpose for each one of your lives here today. But you can't get there having your mind back in Egypt. You can't get there having the control of the spirit of Pharaoh on your life, in your mind. The only way you can get there is to step out. To step out on the Red Sea. Step out on the Red Sea believing that God has the power to hold back the waters from the east and the west. That God has the power to hold back anything that will come against you. You got to step out today, people of God. As the Israelites stepped out, they stepped out and God set their enemy up just for them The enemy calculates himself. He plans it out. He schedules it. But it's all there to hurt you. The Bible says that the enemy, he comes to seek and to kill and to destroy. He wants to kill you. That's his number one thing he wants to do. He wants to destroy you. He wants to take back from you. But when are we going to trust God and follow God and believe that God will fight our battles? Deuteronomy 28 verse 7 says, the Lord shall cause thine enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. Oh, people of God, when God brings your very enemy down to his knees in front of your face, when God brings your very enemy down and allow you to put your foot on it and allow the enemy to be your footstool, people of God, it's a beautiful thing. Verse 13, for the enemy whom you have seen today, you shall see them no more forever. You see, some of you will be happy right now just to see your enemy run away from you. Run away from you. I don't know if any of you ever watched two dogs in a fight. And when one dog finally discovers, I can't win this, you find him tuck his tail between his legs. And he start running. You say, well, Pastor, why does he run? Why does he run? Because he understands that he can't win the battle. He can't win the battle. But I want to encourage you that victory is ours. It's yours for the asking. It's yours. But it's all in the mind. It's all in the mind. It's all in the mind. As I told Tina, I got you in my mind. I got you. I'm all in your mind. That you can't get away from me. That Tina, I got you in bondage. And that's what Pharaoh says. That's what the spirit of Pharaoh says to the church, even this very day. That yeah, you're free, but I got you in my mind. And God wants you to know that your enemy has been set up. Your enemy has been taken out. Now you got to walk in the people of God. Say to the addictions, goodbye today. Say to the addictions, goodbye today. Say to the financial troubles, bye-bye today. Say to the sicknesses and disease, bye-bye today. God has set it up. He set it up just for our good. Today is a day for victory. It's a day for victory. Not relief, but victory, victory. And I want you to grab a hold to this prophetic word. I want you to prophesy to yourself and claim the victory. Claim the victory. Claim the victory. The sea has been departed. It has separated itself. The red carpet of the promise of God has been laid out for the people of God, that all we have to do is walk in it. Walk in it, walk in it, walk in it. But it's a leap of faith, it's a step of faith. And that's what these Israelites did. The Bible says in verse 26, this is how it closes. It said, then God tells Moses, he tells Moses, that Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea. And the water came again, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the water returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all of the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. You see, God fought the battle. It was just a setup. It was just a setup. Your enemy is not more powerful than God. Let God fight our battles, people of God. Let God set it up. Let the enemy bring all he got. Some of us need to tell the enemy today, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. And Pharaoh brought it on. And God brought Pharaoh and his army down to their knees and destroyed. So today I just came with this prophetic word, this prophecy to somebody to let you know that in the midst of all that you've been dealing with all year, all last year, God is setting the enemy up to bring victory your way. But today is your day for victory. Today is your day of celebration. Today is your day of complete deliverance. That all you will talk about is what you went through, but you're not going through it anymore. You got to step out. You got to step out toward the Red Sea. Your back has been against the wall, but you got to step out. You say, well, Pastor, it looked like if I take this step, I will die. It's a step of faith that will lead you to victory. I know you didn't understand why you had to go through what you had to go through. And I know so often you wondered why it seems like the enemy has surrounded you. And why it seems like your enemy has the upper hand. And that you are going to be destroyed. But God wants you to know today, in the midst of all that was going on, that he was setting the enemy up for this day to take him out. And for you to walk in victory. It was a setup, people of God. As simple as it was God's master plan. It was God's strategy. Certainly God could have taken the enemy out in many ways. But God wanted his people to see their enemy destroyed. You see, back in David's life, there was a giant. His name was Goliath. And David took Goliath out. The spirit of Goliath. It was an evil spirit. It caused people to feel tormented. It caused people to feel inferior. It causes people to get nervous when they heard that Goliath is here. But when God raised up a man named David to take out that enemy. And what David had to do is David had to cut off the head of Goliath. You say, well, Pastor, why is it that David had to cut off the head of Goliath and bring it to the people? Because they had to see with their own eyes that their enemy had been destroyed. And you see, sometimes you have to see that for yourself. And that's what God allowed the Israelites to see for themselves. And although there were 400 years of bondage, that even today, thousands of years later, we are telling our children and our children's children how God drowned Pharaoh and his army, allowing God to do the very best. So let me remind you again. It was just a setup. to take down your enemy. Your enemy has been taken out today. Victory is yours. It's yours for the asking. It's yours for calling on the name of our Lord. You see, the Bible says that our tongue sets the course of nature in motion. The Bible says that we must confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. The Bible says out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speak. So victory today is yours for the claiming, is yours for the confession, is yours for speaking it and believing it with your mouth and with your heart today. Your challenges was just a setup. It's just a setup. Just a setup. So that God could take out your enemy. And so it's up to you today to receive it by faith. To receive it with all in mind. Can that declaration apply to you from this day? You'll never see and have to deal with that enemy ever again. Receive that today. Can you receive that today? That from this day, you'll never have to deal with that enemy ever again. You'll never have to deal with the bondage of the spirit of Pharaoh on your life again. Because you're believing God. You're receiving from God. You've claimed the victory of God. And there's victory in God today. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, if I poll this room, Lord God, there are all types of challenges, all types of trials, all types of situations, Lord God, that are rooted in Satan himself. And Lord God, how much now, ever before, Lord God, that the people of God, need your deliverance today. So Lord God, I pray, Lord God, over everyone here from the youngest to the very oldest. I pray, Lord God, that everyone at the sound of my voice, Lord God, would join me as I take a leap into the spiritual Red Sea, Lord God. A leap toward victory. A leap, Lord God, being free from bondage. Been free, Lord God, from all of the handcuffs of the enemy. Help us today, Lord God. Help us today, Lord God, to walk it, talk it, and to speak it with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Help us, Lord God, get freedom into our minds. I've been set free. Help us, Lord God, to truly say with all of our heart, soul, and mind, we are free. We're free. We're free. We're free. We're free, and victory is mine for the claiming. We've been set free, no longer concerned about going back to Egypt. But we've been set free and we're going toward the promised land. The promised land that God has promised us, to a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Lord God, today bless and be with each one of us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your awesome power. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for the very person here, Lord God, that's been dealing with things that have tormented their lives, Lord God, up to now. Up to now, Lord God, I pray this day that they will walk in victory. They will claim your victory. They will live your victory. That in the midst of what they see with their eyes, they will still speak the victory. Still speak victory with all their heart, soul, and mind. Oh, Lord God, we come against generational curses, Lord God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Strongholds, Lord God, that's been passed on from generation after generation. We call that spirit of Pharaoh to dry up under the feet of Jesus. We call the spirit of Pharaoh to be drowned in the ocean, Lord God, to never ever be thought of ever again, Lord God. We come against it. Lord God, we come against any strongholds on lives of men, women, boys, and girls here. Strongholds, Lord God, that prevents us from worshiping you and praising you and studying the scripture. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We come against, Lord God, incorrect mindsets in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against, Lord God, doubts and fear and disbeliefs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We walk in victory. We walk in victory. We talk in victory. We live out victory. Victory is ours, Lord God, and we thank you. We bless your name today, Lord God. We claim it. We walk in it, Lord God. Manifest it into our lives today. Help us, Lord God, to claim your victory. Every head bowed, maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor,